Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, August the 16th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration among the youths in Zimbabwe. And we are monitoring political developments in Kenya, where losing presidential candidate Raila Odinga told a press conference today that he was rejecting the result. Odinga said Vice President William Ruto's victory was null and void, adding he will contest the result in court. This, of course, evokes memories of 2017, when the Supreme Court of Kenya overturned President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory and ordered a rerun after finding that the elections were fraught with irregularities. The Electoral Commission running the country's elections has added more intrigue to the dispute, with four of the seven commissioners refusing to endorse Ruto's victory, arguing that the final phase of ballot counting was not transparent. Lichona njani sapolwe Zimbabwe siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota eZimbabwe. Kodwa sisaxila kakhulu kudaba lwaseKenya lapho osanda kunqotsha kukhetho lukamongameli. Umnumzana Raila Odinga aveze khona namuhla ukuthi akayamukeli impumela yalolu khetho ngemva kokunqotshwa ngomsekeli kamongameli umnumzana William Ruto. U-Odinga yena osenqotshe kukhetho kahlanu uthi uza kuyayiphikisa limpumela kumthethwa ndaba. Amalunga ekhomishini eqhuba ukhetho kwele Kenya lawo adabukene phakathi. Nanku phela amane aphume izolo esithi akavumelani lalimpumela ngoba kukhona okungaqhutshanga kuhle. Amathathu yokuphela athe limpumela iqondile. Kwaziwa yini? Vatereri ve Studio 7, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye kukuruzira vechidiki ve Zimbabwe kuti vanyorese kuvota. Asi nyaya wombe ya tiri kubata nde sarudzo ze kukinya. Uko Raila Odinga vazivisa nasi kuti avazi kugamuchira kukundwa kwavo nemtevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika va William Ruto. Va Odinga vati pane zvisina kufambiswa zvakanaka musarudzo idzi. Nokudaro va Odinga avo vave nemakore makumi manomwe nemanomwe ekuberekwa vati vava kuenda kumatare. Ukuwo nhengo ina zekomishini yesarudzo zakaramba kutsigira kukunda kwava Ruto. Asi nengo na tuchete zinosanganisira sachigaro ndizo zinoti zvakabuda musarudzo izi ndizvo chaizvo zvakaitika. We begin the show today with Mr. Odinga rejecting the outcome of the vote at a press conference today and vowing a legal fight.
A majority of the commissioners walked out and held a press conference where they denounced the results. Our view in Azimio is clear. The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void. I repeat, the figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void and must be quashed by a court of law. In our view, There's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president-elect. Mr. Chebukati's announcement purporting to announce a winner is a nullity. He acted with gross impunity and in total disregard of the Constitution and our laws. He could have plunged our country into chaos had our supporters not exercised great restraint. Such blatant acts of impunity can be a threat to the security of our country. It is not up to us to decide whether Mr. Chebukati has committed an offense. We leave that determination to the appropriate authorities. But for avoidance of doubt, I want to repeat that we totally and without reservations reject the presidential results announced yesterday by Mr. Chebukati. I want to commend our supporters for remaining calm and keeping the peace, and urge them to continue to do so.
Losing Kenyan presidential candidate Raila Odinga, while President-elect William Ruto has yet to respond to Mr. Odinga, he embraced his victory yesterday and promised to save every Kenyan citizen, including those that did not vote for him.
I want to promise the people of Kenya that I will run a transparent, open, democratic government. And I will work with the opposition to the extent that they provide oversight over my administration. There is no room for vengeance. There is no room for looking back. We are looking into the future. I am acutely aware that our country is at a stage where we need all hands on deck to move it forward. We do not have the luxury to look back. We do not have the luxury to point fingers. We do not have the luxury to apportion blame. We must close ranks and work together for a functioning, democratic, prosperous Kenya.
Thus, Kenyan Vice President and President-elect, Mr. William Ruto. The announcement of the result yesterday was marked by protests from Odinga's camp, who expected nothing short of victory after getting the endorsement of outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta. And of course, it was all jubilation on the other side of the aisle as Mr. Ruto's supporters celebrated the victory of a man who has fashioned himself as a hustler and promised to tackle poverty in Kenya.
The world of Baba Oto.
supporters there of Raila Odinga, rather, and William Ruto. Some are in celebratory mode, while others were obviously pissed and burning stuff in the streets. And here is what some of those who voted had to say.
I'm from UCL X and become president. So even our children can become president.
I'm not feeling good because the results that was being announced has just embarrassed my feelings. Yeah, that is not the way the Chebukati will announce it. Yeah. That is something that is not making sense.
Raila Amolo Odinga speaks right now. It's going to cause a lot of emotional, you know, outbursts. People will get emotional. You know, they are waiting for him to speak. And his silence is what is actually maintaining this calmness in the country.
First of all, the chaos will be spontaneous. It won't be organized. I see no resemblance with the 2007-2008 episode. I am more focused on the fact that there are now better processes, leaner processes that came about because of the 2010 constitution, which allows contestation through legal channels.
Some of the people that voted in Kenya, they're expressing their views over the outcome of the election. Now, some of you may be wondering where we are going with this Kenyan story and its relevance to Zimbabwe. The reality is that Zimbabwe is holding its own election next year. After another disputed election in 2018. So watching events in Kenya and imagining the situation in Zimbabwe is not a stretch, especially with voter apathy among young people that characterized the Kenyan vote, which looks likely in Zimbabwe going by the voter registration trends. And now to help us dissect this very important topic, we are joined by Mr. Tawanda Mazango, coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Mr. Mazango, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mameli, and I'm so happy to be here again.
Thank you so much. What's your take on the events that are unfolding in Kenya with Mr. Raila Odinga today totally rejecting the outcome of the election?
This is very bad for our African optics as a people, as a board, and for institutions of Africa, because it totally reflects that the people do not accept the verdict or the outcome of institutions like, for instance, in Kenya, who are looking at the IBEC, which is equivalent to ZEC in Zimbabwe. And they are responsible for running the elections and for actually tabulating and coming up with the winner. If there are any discrepancies, I'm not sure there are channels that Mr. Odinga was supposed to follow. And he's supposed also to bring up the evidence to say, I'm disputing this election because of A, B, C, D. Something which is tangible, something which is supported by evidence. But above all, I have appreciated the calm which is ongoing despite, you know, the denial of the outcome or whatever was announced by the IBEC, which is equivalent to the of Zimbabwe. The age by the two big political parties to count the supporters and the main people and to allow the processes, the new processes that are going to take place, to take place. I love this because we're giving peace a chance, which is what we expect the people as a continent, so that we find amicable means of solving our problems.
Mm-hmm. And let me bring in our second guest. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mazango. Let me welcome Yangasen Matete, Executive Director of Project Vote 263. Vama Tete, tinoku gamshirai mochirongwa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening in Zimbabwe and the other lands.
Muri kuzviona sei zviri kuitika kuKenya uko vaRaila Odinga vachitaura nhasi kuti havazi kugamuchira zvakabuda musarudzo uyezve vakuenda kumatare.
Zvakabuda musarudzo dzekuKenya kazivisa kuKenya vandingamiri hazitichamiti. Munoziva kuti Kenya yakafana neZimbabwe ine history yemakondesed elections. So if we look in Kenya in 2007, we had a contested election that even the chairperson of the independent electoral and boundary commission in Kenya even know the result or didn't even know who won the election, but he went on to declare a president Mwai Kibaki as the winner. Which is something that led to widespread violence in Kenya that was the cyber. And if you look again in 2017, you know that Mr. Raila Odinga actually went to the Supreme Court against the results that were published by the IEBC of Kenya. And actually the Supreme Court overturned the results, saying, as I quote, that the Supreme Court actually indicated that the election will make a free and fair. So the Republic of Kenya is a routine. There is other side of the commissioners, the three commissioners, including the chairperson, declared William Sano Ruto as the winner, and others who are, including the deputy commissioner, the deputy chairperson, they are saying the results are illegitimate, they are not true. So in Africa, we've got a problem of institutions which are not, which does not get the fidelity, or which cannot run a free and fair election. It is actually something that we need to work on, because these electoral management forces are the midwives to democracy, but they are the ones that are now killing democracy. So that's the time that we have in Africa. So as it is done, it is not going to be that Africa.
Mr. Mazango, ngipenduke kuwe. You know, what makes this whole saga interesting is that i-commission ephethe lolu khetho sibone amalunga ali-commission amane, bonke bangu 7. Izolo sibone abane bephuma besithi hayi kabavumelani lempumela ethi ubaba uRuto nguye onqobileyo. Then abathathu bekhokelwa ngumgcini sihlalo we-commission yibo abathi hayi impumela iqondile kufana nje laseZimbabwe sibone umgcini sihlalo uChigumba ephuma labanye ababili besithi hayi umnanga kuwinile, then abanye abayi-4 besithi hayi kasivumelani lo kuwina kukamnangagwa. Ubona inkantolo iluphatha njani lolu daba njengoba ubaba uRaila Odinga esesithi uyenkantolo?
Ya, lolu daba luka nzima ikakhulu lusenze ukuthi okwenze kumbe abantu abaphume ngobuningi besiyavota besiyakhetha inkokhelo abayifunayo. Abaphumile besiya kuvota besiyadinga ukuthi okusikufunayo ngobuningi babo ayisikho esikhathini thina ngokugcina kureflektha ku-outcome ye-election kumbe outcome yokhetho. Because loku kutshengisela ukuthi ma uza kuba nabangu-4 abana aza kuthi hayi impumela eliqanjwale ayisiyo, abathathu bathi hayi kunje. So kutshengisela ukuthi labana abaphume ngobuningi besiyavota abakuvoteleyo ayisikho okumayo, laba abangu-7 yibasebe nemandate yokukhetha ukuthi hayi thina sibhoni sibani onke sizi sibani. So kono kuyana kubuyela bethu ukuthi kutshengisa ukuthi ama-institutions extraordinary okwakumele abe independent, ama-institutions esiyawosayakhile ukuthi amente i-peace njalo akwanise ukuthi ahloniphe impumela kumbe izinto eziningi ezifunwa ngokuningi ngoZulu. Ngakuqambe njengokuba bamelele okuliciniso asilakho e-Africa, asilakho asikubone e-Kenya and sikanye ukuthi ngakubona futhi kweleke Zimbabwe umntaka ozayo.
Aha, ndidzoke kwamuri vamatete. Muri kuona Matare chibata sei nyaya iyi, because tiri kutarisa not only Raila Odinga ari kuti haiwa pane zvisina kufambisa zvakanaka apa. We are also looking at nengo dzeelectoral commission ina pakati pezri 7 zichiti haiwa hatizi kubvumirana nezvabuda musarudzo izi. Muri kuona Matare achibata senyai.
One thing that we go over, but it will be surprising if because actually the started the thing that is favor of William Ruto. Because like you highlighted, you know, this is Africa, anything can happen in Africa. But you are hoping that even in 2017, when Raila Odinga went to the Supreme Court on the same issue, because it was the same issue the telling of the town. The Supreme Court actually pointed that they were very bloody. Even the IEPC commissioners actually united. Wanga wakati patana wakisabwe kwa taima kwa tangari kwa rikia kwa urike nga kwa kuhima. But the Supreme Court has asked that no, they are not correct the irregular. So we are hoping that the Supreme Court is going to pass a decision that is going to protect not only the integrity of the judicial system of Kenya, but also of Africa. Because what is happening in Kenya, especially in Zimbabwe and other countries that have been fragile, democratic system that is very fragile. So, and the only that we from Africa, but that the only system which makes us Africa, but we need to make us into that kind of job. Maramba, but my commission is Kenya. I am not sure if I can make we also pray that it could exist. Suppose that because beyond the end, we need to also see my exit. If it's umbo, if it's intangible, because in law, say you are legit, must prove. So, my commissioner Baruch is still a case that we work with an extent, which is a correction in the act. And also, we need also to answer the institution that is supposed to deliver democracy, how that it arrives to that. And also, we need to strengthen our law to say that as the commission that we exist, we make 7 members or 8 members of commissioners. How do they arrest public decision? That any person in the majority or anyone who is interested in the justice party is defeating in that above the father. We cannot contain that we also use today as Africa to say that if before people are saying the facts are wrong and only people are saying they're right, how do they arrest that decision? And how do they arrest to ask them to go and announce this to themselves?
Vayangasen Matete, executive director of Project Voter 263. Please do stay on the line. Pamwechete lo mnumzana Tawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust. For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our panelists. The issue of voter registration in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mazango, how do you see that impacting the next election? That's next year, because we saw in Kenya there was massive voter apathy. Labantu abasakhula yabafana lani kaba yanga voter kuketo lwase Kenya. EZimbabwe siyazi abasakhula yabanenga bafuni kupalisela ukuvota. Kusikhathi lesesiseleyo ubona mhlawumbe bekhangela umzekeliso weKenya labo bephakama bethi hayi kasifuna ukuthi ukhetho lwethu kugcine kusiba le dispute njengaseKenya, asambeni siye vota ngobuningi njengabasakhulayo.
Thank you very much. Kuba perception engayisiyo ethi abasakhulayo bafuna ukuyaregister ukuvota. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this from from experience and from what I'm witnessing on the ground. Right now, I'll tell you, Mr. Tengameli, just in Lupane, on a daily basis, we're overwhelmed by young people that are seeking assistance from us as an organization to help them with transport, with lunch, so that they're able to access the Zake registration point, which is at Lupane Center. And you'll find the majority of them will be traveling distances on foot of over 7 kilometers to access the registration point. I mentioned just yesterday over 17 young people that traveled from Jojolo, which is like 35 kilometers, to Lupane just to get the register. And it costs each $2 to access the registration center. So the major issue is not about that people do not want to register, but it's about the accessibility of the registration center. And if we look back, this is, you know, in voting, one man, one vote is one of the chief grievances that actually motivated Zimbabwe to our forefathers to take up arms against the white colonial regime. And Kunjalo, it's a sad moment. Less than 350 days. But there is less movement or there is less political will from the Kunjalo. And you realize that 90% of our youth now, from 2010 up to now, but now there's been a 6 month exercise that was being done by the Registrar General. Majority of them now is IDs and they are eager to register, but they can't access a registration point. So we edge and we move forward for Zik. They do a model.
Isibonge Mr. Mazangu isikhathi sesihambilothi ngilethe ubaba uMatete yebo uthi eLupane bayabhalisa, but looking at the bigger picture nationally is a different story. VaMatete muri kuona vexidiki vachibudawo vachinonyoresa kuvhota here uyezve vachivhota neuwandu Musa Rudzodza 2023 kuZimbabwe.
To make it one thing that we need to do, my youth is saying it for water, I'm not talking about it. And the youth of Kenya is going to actually negatively impact our own election because one of the key issues that is causing the promoting the draft is the lack of faith in the institutions that manage the election, that is the electoral commission and the IE. EBC of Kenya. So what is happening in Kenya is going to take a very negative precedent to Zimbabwe. Commission in the Mandela election, yes, they have a better president power. And these things that are actually happening, it's a much actually to say them that is true. And the other factors we have to learn is that 2023 my election, my youth are going to have that mention. In general, if you look at the numbers in the France, South Africa, Nigeria, even Kenya and the other countries, my youth are good at the issue of the number one, no one is talking about the idea how the climate change and the drought, unemployment, the corruption, and the lack of.
Thank you, Deava Matete. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. And this brings us to the end of our show. Nguvandiyo yaita shanje isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoye. Thanks to our guest, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of Lupane Youth Development Trust, as well as Mr. Yangasen Matete, Executive Director of Project 4263. Let's make another date next week. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.